Troubling details of a New York Times investigation into sexual assault allegations against farm labor icon and Arizona native Cesar Chavez. Two women have now come forward to accuse Chavez of rape, and several others say he sexually abused them. Perhaps most shocking is the account from Dolores Huerta, the now 95-year-old co-founder of the UFW. And now tonight, several groups and cities are canceling events in Chavez's name. Brian Webb is live to continue our coverage tonight. Brian.
Hi, Christina. The Cesar Chavez name is all over the valley, from schools to dog parks and this plaza in downtown Phoenix, right by City Hall, not to mention several events on Cesar Chavez Day, March 31st. But that is quickly changing after interviews of more than 60 aides and relatives, union records, pictures, emails, and recordings. Pictures of Cesar Chavez are already off the walls at El Portal Restaurant in South Phoenix. The owner knew, worked, and revered Chavez, Mary Rose Wilcox.
Very humble, very passionate about making sure that social justice got carried out for all people.
Wilcox served on the Phoenix City Council and was a supervisor in Maricopa County. But before that, she was an immigration activist and first met Chavez in 1971, helping organize unions for farm workers. She remembers him as humble and kind.
I'm just heartbroken about him. You know, I'm really torn because I really, you know, revered Chavez, and now I look at it and I'm just sick about it. You know, I found out last night, and my husband and I both had a terrible night, and then this morning we woke up and said we have to make a statement. And you know, you're really torn because there's two Chavezes. There's the one Chavez who did all these good things and passed all this legislation and was a passionate man who wanted farm workers' rights, and now you find out there was another Chavez we didn't know.